Today's Shir is Masechta Nazir Dav Zayin. We will begin on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah towards the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, somebody said, Amar Hareini Nazir Achas Gedoyla. If somebody says, I'm going to take upon myself a Naziris Gedoyla, a large Naziris. Of course, we're going to explain what that means. But somebody says, Hareini Nazir Achas Gedoyla. Or vice versa. He said already Nazir Achas Ketana. He says, I'm going to take upon myself a small Naziris. A feeling kan v'sofa olam. Or even if he expressed his Naziris by saying, I'm going to take upon myself a Naziris that goes to the end of my life. In all these cases, says the Mishnah, Nazir Shloshim Yom. He's only a Nazir for 30 days. So, the Meiri explains that when somebody says Nazir Achas Ketana, he indeed is only intending to be a Nazir for less than 30 days. But as we have been learning in our Shiurim, the halach is that you can't be a Nazir for less than 30 days. So since you can't be a Nazir for less than 30 days, he's going to have to keep a term of 30 days. That's Tosfos, however, explains that what he means to say is not that he's speaking about the amount of days he's going to be a Nazir, but rather what Tosfos says, that what he means to say is, when he says Nazir Achas Ketana, what he means to say is that Naziris is not a problem for him. It's easy for him to fulfill the Naziris. And Gdoila means that Naziris is difficult for him to fulfill. And what he's saying is, whether the Naziris is easy to fulfill, whether the Naziris is difficult to fulfill, he's undertaking the Naziris. So of course the Mishnah Melech and others try to understand, the Meiri's Pshat is much easier to understand. Why did he say this Pshat, particularly regarding Naziris Ketana? So many Achronim suggest that if he said, by Naziris Ketana, the Meiri's Pshat does make a lot of sense. That he wants to be a Nazir for less than 30 days, but the Mishnah is teaching us that one cannot be a Nazir for less than 30 days. But that wouldn't be able to be explained when he said Naziris Gedoyla. And Tosfos wants that the Pshat in Naziris Ketana and Naziris Gedoyla should be the same. What is the Nafka Mina between the Pshat of Tosfos and Pshat of the Meiri? So sort of the Sefer Brichas Roish explains that according to Tosfos, if somebody says, Hareini Nazir Gedoyla V'Ketana. So according to Tosfos, Gedoyla is one declaration and Ketana is another declaration. Since they consider two distinct declarations, he will have to be a Nazir twice. But according to the Meiri, that Ketana means less than 30 days, so it's going to be considered just one Naziris, and he's saying it should, that, and what's going to be the halach is, there's going to have to be a Nazir only once. Another Nafka Mina was, I saw that we know the halach is, that if somebody, we'll see this later in our Shir and Mirtz Hashem, if somebody takes upon himself to be a Nazir just for one day, he has to, however, be a Nazir for 30 days. Now, the question, however, is, and we will discuss this more in Mitzvah Shem later in our Shir, what happens if he violates the Naziris after day one? According to the Michas Chinuch, there's two violations involved. We spoke about this in Mitzvah in the Dharma as well. When one violates a Naziris, one is for the violation of the Naziris, and one is by Yachal Devarei, that you're not allowed to profane what you said. But let's think about this. This person only took upon himself a Naziris of one day. So as far as the Isra Bal Yachal Devorai, says the Minchas Chinuch, he's only over Bal Yachal Devorai on the first day. He's going to have to keep the 30 days, but because so says the Torah, that you can't be a Nazir for less than 30 days. But even though he's going to have to keep the Naziris for 30 days, Bal Yachal Devorai, he will only be over on day one. If that's the case, We have a very nice nafkamina between the Me'iri and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, he will be a full-fledged Nazir for 30 days. And he'll be over by Yachad Varoi during any of those 30 days. Whereas, according to the Me'iri, he's really accepting upon himself only in the Zeris for one day. Since he's really only accepting upon himself in the Zeris for one day, so by Yachad Varoi will only be for that one day. That he's going to have to be a Nazir for full 30 days is a separate halacha that a Nazir has to keep his Naziris for at least 30 days. Says the Gemara, on the last din of the Mishnah, that if somebody said, Hareni Nazir Mikan, that Tzoy for Olam, he's only a Nazir for 30 days, ask the Gemara, but why are we saying that? Why is the halacha that way? Mai, for Mikan, that Tzoy for Olam Kamar. Didn't he declare there's going to be a Nazir until the end of his days? So how are we being lenient and saying that he's only a Nazir for 30 days? So the Rosh explains that the Gemara's question is that why should he not be considered a Nazir Olam, that he has to be a Nazir to the end of his days? The Tosfos explains that what the Gemara means to say is he should be a Nazir for the amount of time it takes to get Mikan Varatsoy for Olam. And Tosfos identifies that the amount of time it takes to get Mikan Varatsoy for Olam is 500 years. As the Mefarshim explain, that the world is a circle. So since the world is a circle, from wherever you're standing, the distance, to get to the end of the world is the time of takes 500 years. So Taisa says that the Gemara's question is that he should be a Nazir for 500 years. But Taisa introduces here a new concept. And this is a concept that's going to be discussed and used many times throughout a Masechta. And it's really based on a Mishnah in Masechta Taharis, which we also learned in Masechta Nedarim, which was also quoted in Masechta Nedarim. And that is Safik Naziris Lahakal. When we don't know how to define one's declaration, we're always lenient. So Tosfos' question is, the Gemara, yes, has suggested that perhaps the way to understand this person's declaration is that he's going to be a Nazir at Saifa Olam. Yes, we've quoted two different Pshatim from the Rosh that it means that he should be a Nazir forever. The other Pshat that Tosfos says that he should be a Nazir for 500 years. But it also, it could mean, like we're going to learn, exactly as we did learn that in the Mishnah, that it means only 30 days. And since the halacha, as the Mishnah Masechta Taharis teaches us, is that whenever we have a suffix, if one is a Nazir or not, we go Lekula. So the question is, why don't we go Lekula here as well and take a more lenient interpretation? So Tosfos answers that the Gemara at this point did not ask the question as a suffix. The Gemara's question is not maybe we should interpret it this way, maybe we should interpret it that way. The Gemara is assuming that, of course, the interpretation of when somebody says Mikan that Soif Olam means either 500 years or Nazir forever, but not just 30 days. Says the Gemara, no, Hachikomer, this is the way to understand what he declared in our Mishnah. Arichli Hadam Milsa, this Naziris is so difficult for me, even though it's a minimal Naziris. It's only a Naziris for 30 days, but it's so difficult for me. To me, the Naziris of 30 days is going to be so difficult to fulfill as if 500 years or 30 days. I saw that Tosfos takes this a little better. Tosfos, and maybe it's very much in line with what Tosfos said a moment ago. Tosfos says, if somebody means to be a Nazir for 500 years, he's going to say 500 years. And therefore, if he didn't express himself by saying 500 years, we certainly assume that he just meant to say that the Naziris is difficult for me, but not that he meant to be a Nazir for such a long term. Says the Gemara Tanan, we're going to learn a Mishnah on Daf Ches. Hareni Nazir Mikan Ad Makom Ploini. If somebody says this type of declaration, Hareni nozer mikam v'amakom ploni from here to that place. Omdim, we determine kama yom mikam v'amakom ploni. How long does it take to get to that destination? If it takes pox m'shloshim yom, less than 30 days, nozer shloshim yom. He will be a nozer for 30 days anyway. Because, as we keep on repeating, you can't be a nozer for less than 30 days. Vimlav, if it takes longer than 30 days, nozer k'minyan yomim, you'll be a nozer for the amount of time it takes to get to destination. But now ask the Gemara, if we have identified that this type of statement means that you're saying being a nozer is difficult for me, so ask the Gemara, v'machinami, why here too don't we say that what he meant to say was, aricha ha-milsa, this Naziris is so difficult for me, like somebody who has to travel, mikan, v'machin ploini, that he have to, as if they would have to travel this distance, amarava, and not say that he meant the amount of time it takes to get that to that distance. Amar Rava, says Rava, the way to understand the Mishnah from Daf Ches is it's referring to a situation, Shehechzik Bederech, he's traveling. And since he's traveling, and he wants, and particularly in those days, travel represented a danger, a sakana. So in order that he should have a schus to be able to travel and be safe, he took upon the Naziris. Since that's the assumption that that's what he meant. So therefore, we assume that the Naziris will be there for the amount of time he's going to travel. So the Rishonim ask a question. We're learning now that the reason the person took upon himself such a Naziris is because he's traveling and he's concerned that he should be safe and the schus of the Naziris should be a schus that he should be safe. But we also learned that we determine how long the trip will be, and he's going to be nazir for the amount of that trip. So what happens if the trip ends up taking longer than the amount we estimated? He'll only be a nazir for the amount of time that we estimated. But ask the Rabbeinu Peretz if this person's intention was to be a nazir as long as he's traveling. Because as long as he's traveling, he needs that schus. The Nazir should be for long as he's traveling. So the Beinu Peretz says, if that was his intention, that he should be a Nazir for long as he's traveling, he should have expressed himself, Hareni Nazir Acha Gia L'Makom Ploini. Since he didn't say Acha Gia L'Makom Ploini, that's why it's clear that he meant only the amount of time it's supposed to take to get there, not necessarily the amount of time that it takes or as long as he's on the road. We just learned a halachic concept of hichzik b'derech, that somebody is traveling. And there's a question in Hilchas Tfilas HaDerech, when does somebody say Hilchas Tfilas HaDerech? Because the question is that somebody, the halacha is, as far as Tfilas HaDerech, the person is supposed to say Tfilas HaDerech, as the Shulchan Aruch says, Acher Shehichzik B'Derech. So what is the definition of Hechzik B'Derech? Does it mean that you have to be actually traveling? Or does Hechzik B'Derech mean that you're already planning to travel? It's relevant, and the Rishonim discuss it in explaining our Gemara. That our Gemara just said that we're referring here to a situation of Hichzik B'Derech. What does Hichzik B'Derech and our Gemara mean? Does Hichzik B'Derech and our Gemara mean that he's already traveling? Or does Hichzik B'Derech and our Gemara mean that he's planning? Does Hichzik B'Derech and our Gemara mean that he's planning on travel? And that would seemingly be connected. When can you say Tfilas HaDerech? Do you have to be actually already traveling, or the fact that you're preparing to travel, it's not considered Hichzik B'Derech. The Magen Avraham says that Hichzik B'Derech means that you have to be traveling. And he says you don't say Tfilas HaDerech until you leave the Tchum of the city. The Taz disagrees, and Taz says that you could say Tfilas HaDerech even when you're planning and traveling. And the Taz says, Reisi l'ktsas makbidim, shlo yoyma oysoi, atshu dafka chutz l'ir al asoda. He says, I've seen people who are careful not to recite Tfilas HaDeruch until they're actually traveling. And says the Taz, v'ein l'zeh shoyrish v'ikim mikol ha-perushim. He says it's incorrect. There's none, v'arei m'ram ratberg, he quotes the Meram Ratenberg, he says if somebody was planning on traveling on a certain day in the morning, says the Taz, the Meram Ratenberg would already, he was planning to travel that day in the morning, he would say Tfil Saderach. I saw that the Paiskim indicate that even though we have here a question, when is the proper time to say Tfil Saderach? Is it already before you're traveling, as you're planning and preparing to travel, or is it only when you're actually traveling? That's in a situation where it's the first day of your trip. But the halacha is that if somebody's traveling, and then overnight he stays wherever he stays, and the next morning he continues to travel, there the halacha is, since I'm already in the middle of my trip, everybody agrees that I could say Tfilas HaDerech in the morning, even though I haven't yet begun traveling today. Ask the Gemara. For Lehevi, when somebody says that he's accepting the Mishnah Daf Ches, when somebody says he's accepting this trip at Makom Ploni Naziris, why don't we say, Lehevi, call Parsa a Parsa? That for every Parsa, every mile, or that was the way that they measured their trip in those days, they should be a nazir for every parsa. Answers the Gemara, Amra Papa, Ba'asra Deloimani Parsi. That Mishnah is referring to a situation where they don't count the parsas. And therefore, that can't be a possible meaning of what he's accepting upon himself. But ask the Gemara, V'lavi kol avna v'avna. For every day that he's traveling, he should be a nazir for every day, corresponding to every day. Not one Naziris, Miloy Tanan. We're going to learn a Mishnah also on Daf Ches, that somebody says, Hareni Nozer Kafar Aretz, a Nozer, like the amount of earth there is on the ground, dust there is on the ground, Ksar Roshi, the amount of hair I have, Ukuchol Ayom, or the amount by the beach, sand by the beach, Harei Zen Nozer, he has to be, what he's saying is, that he's accepting upon himself consecutive Naziris, corresponding to the amount of days to the amount of hair, which of course is an infinite number. And as the Rishonim explained in the Mishnah, that he's not considered a Nazir Olam. We learned earlier in our Masechta that there's a concept of a Nazir Olam. A Nazir Olam means that he's a special category of Nazir. We learned that every year, or different amounts, we learned the Machlokes in the Gemara, he takes a haircut, brings the Kabbadas, and then resumes. What in that Mishnah it means is that every 30 days, he starts a new Naziris. So why don't we say that should be the case here? For every day of his trip, it should be a new Naziris of 30 days. Answers the Gemara. Kamilsa de Isbek Tzusa. When we speak about something that has a definite beginning and end, when somebody's saying he's traveling to a certain destination, like Tani, that's not where the Mishnah says the halacha is that he should be a Nazir every day, corresponding to every day, a new Naziris of 30 days. Because since when he expressed his Naziris, he expressed it with a finite destination, it's clear what he means to do is that he wants to be a Nazir corresponding from the beginning of going to that destination, traveling to that destination, until he arrives at that destination. Only in a case, like we just mentioned, the hair, the dust, where there is no beginning and end. It's as we said, it's a number that we can't count. There, we can't assume, says the Gemara, that what he meant to do with accepting this Naziris upon himself, that he wants to make it a finite number, because he, by definition, is working with an infinite number. But when he's working with a finite number, that's why we certainly mean we know he means one naziris corresponding to that amount of days. And says the Kesef Mishnah, now that the Gemara has introduced this teretz, the question that we asked a moment ago, the lehevi kol parsa, every parsa should be considered a new naziris, that is also answered. That even if it's a place where he can determine the parsis, but since it's a dovish yesh le kitzva, we are now learning that whenever we refer to a situation of a dovish yesh le kitzva, it's a naziris corresponding to the length of the trip. And the Gemara supports this teretz. The Gemara brings a raya, but Tanya here is not a kasha, but Tanya here is a raya. But Tanya, if somebody said, Hareni nozer kol yimei chayei, or somebody says, Hareni nozer oilam, the aloch is, Hareza nozer oilam. And as we said a few moments ago, his aloch will be, as is the aloch of a nozer oilam, that he takes a haircut every year or so. A filu, even if the nazir said Hareni nazir mei shana, or he said elef shanim, ain't a nazir oilam. He's not going to be a nazir oilam. That the halach and that the halacha that he could take a haircut every interval will not apply to him. And this person, since he said a definite beginning and end, even though it's a very very long time, it doesn't make a difference. He will be one long naziris. He will have to be one long nazir. In other words, there's a number of categories, the number of situations, says Tosfos. If somebody says, Hareni nazir kesar roishi, then he's going to be a nazir forever, one long naziris. If somebody says, Hareni nazir kol yimei chayai, Tosfos says that he's treated like a nazir oilam, every 12 months he takes a haircut. And if somebody says, Hareni nazir mei shana, 100 years or 11 shana, then he's going to again be a nazir for the entire duration of his life, and he doesn't bring a new carbon he doesn't have the halachas of a nazir oilam. Rava gives a different distinction between somebody who took upon himself on the ziris mikan v'ad makom ploini versus somebody saying hareni nazir kesar roishi shani saras havam dal sumazu. When somebody uses his hair as the way of expressing his naziris, since each hair is distinct, that's why we say his naziris is a separate naziris. But ask the Gemara, Gabi Yominami, if that's the case, when we speak about the days, the Torah at the beginning of the Torah already says, V'erev Yivoyke Yom Echad, so we see that the Torah separates each day from each other, so therefore the halacha should be that when somebody said, Hareni nazir mikan v'ad makom ploini, it should mean that he's accepting upon himself separate days. Answers the Gemara, there's a difference between days and hair. What's the difference? Hosom lav demafskim adadihu. Doesn't mean that the days are separate. We know that the days, one day goes into the next day, that goes into the next day. Hosom lav demafskim adadihu. My comer, what does the Torah mean by saying v'yer v'yoykev yoyim echad? To say that yimam v'layla, when we have a day and a night, that chad yoymuhu is one unit. That means that a day passed. But there's nothing that separates the day from the night. And I saw that the Meretz Chayes explains this Gemara, that what the Gemara actually means to say, says the Meretz Chayes, that day and night, besides that they go flow one into the other, day and night are really not distinct, because when it's day on one side of the world, it's night on the other side of the world, and so too vice versa. So we can't say with complete definity that this is day and this is night. We can't say that because it's really not as distinct. It's really not as distinct as it seems. But when we speak about the hair, each hair, small, long, or short, is certainly very distinct. Rava gives a different answer. When somebody declares, Hareni nozer mikan v'atsoif ha'olam, he's only in nozer for 30 days. Says Rava, Rav Amalamalach Shuri Kulehai, why do you have to find our Mishnah so difficult? Shani Hasam, there it's very different. Daktani, because look at his wording. He said Hareini Nazir Achas. Since he said the word Nazir Achas, even though he added to it Mikan Vatsoif Shloshim Yoim, but by declaring Hareini Nazir Achas, and as we've been learning, the term of a typical Naziris is just 30 days. So whenever you say Hareini Nazir Achas, you're only a Nazir for 30 days. Thus, that he added the words Mikan Vatsoif Ha'olam, all it means is that he's trying to express that even though I'm taking upon myself such a short Naziris, for me it's like I'm a Nazir for the rest of my life. Continues the Mishnah. If somebody says, Hareini Nazir for Yom Echad, if somebody says, I'm a Nazir and with one day, or somebody said, Hareini Nazir for Shah Achas, or somebody said, Hareini Nazir Achas or Machzer, and all of these cases, the halacha will be, Hareza Nazir Shtayim. He has to take on two terms of Naziris. Because when somebody says Hareini Nazir, so as we just said, it clearly means that he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days. When he takes on Yom Echad, that means he's accepting upon himself a second Naziris. And even though the second Naziris that he took upon himself is an hour or a day or whatever, we know, as we learned extensively in today's shir, that you can never be a Nazir for less than 30 days. Since you can never be a Nazir for less than 30 days, so the second Naziris, even though you only said Shoachas or Yoimachas, in all these cases, you're going to have to take upon yourself to keep a Naziris of two days. So as we mentioned earlier in our shir, when somebody violates a Naziris, there are two lavim involved. One is the lav that he took upon himself to be a Nazir, and now he's violating. And the second, as we learned in Masechta Nedarim, that whenever one violates a neder, and we certainly know that Naziris is a form of a neder, the halach is, he's over the lav of Layachal Dvarei. So says the Mechitz Chinuch, this person that we just learned in our Mishnah, who says Yom Echad, that he only took upon himself a Naziris of one day, but since the halacha says that you cannot be a Nazir just for one day, so he's going to have to perform the Naziris for 30 days. But we can't say that he's violating Layachal Dvarei after the first day, because his words, what does Layachal Dvarei mean? Layachal Dvarei means that you should not profane what you say. He only said that he's going to be a Nazir for one day. And therefore, he won't be over Layachal Dvarei, says the Mechitz Chinuch, after that amount of time. The Stipler quotes the Marit, who disagrees with the Mechitz Chinuch. He says, and the reason he disagrees goes back to what the Marit said, that we quoted that Marit at the beginning of the Masechta. The Marit at the beginning of the Masechta taught us that when somebody takes on a Naziris, we quoted the Machloikus, what does that mean? Is it a Sechefza? Is it a Segavra? Or does it mean, says the Marit, that he means to put himself into a new category? There's a category of an individual that the Torah introduces called the Nazir. And when somebody places himself into that category, the halach is that he has certain rules attached to him. Says the Marit, when somebody is taking upon himself to be in that category, and we're learning now that that category can only be for 30 days. So he put himself in that category, so Layachal Dvarei will be for the entire times. We learned earlier in our shir, the machlokes, when somebody said Naziris Nazir Ketana, what did he mean? We learned that the Rosh's opinion was that he really meant less than 30 days, but just the halacha doesn't let him be. Or we learned that he meant 30 days, but it's difficult. So as we said earlier, the Tosfos Pshat, the nafkamina between the Rosh and Tosfos is this Mechitz Chinuch. Because according to Tosfos, he meant that he wants to be a Nazir for 30 days. if that's what he meant, so if he'll violate the Naziris, he'll be over Layachal Dvaray. According to the Rosh, he only wants to be a Nazir for one day or for a small amount of time. Just the Halacha doesn't allow him to be a Nazir for such a small time. If that's the case, so he is a Nazir for 30 days, because that's what the Halacha says, that he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days. But you can't, according to Michetz Chinuch, he won't be Ayvel Yachad Var. Ask the Gemara, the Mishnah expressed this Halacha, that you can't be a Nazir for less than 30 days, in three different ways. So why is it necessary, asked the Gemara, to teach us all three separate cases? Lamalila Mr. Kalhani, why was it necessary to teach all these separate cases? Answers the Gemara Tricha. Ditana Hareni Nazir V'Yom Echad. If somebody said Hareni Nazir V'Yom Echad, Hochu Damrinin, says the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah will be teaching us, Ein Naziris L'Yom Echad. You can't be a Nazir for only one day. And therefore the halacha is that he's going to have to keep two terms of Naziris. Avul Hareni Nazir V'Shoa Achas. If somebody said that he's going to be a Nazir for one term, and Shoa Achas, the Limni Shloshiv Yom Echad, there I would suggest, says the Gemara, should be only Nazir for 30 days, or maybe 31 days, because a Naziris, as we discussed in our previous year, the unit in which a Naziris is counted is in days. So if he said Yom Echad, so when he said Yom Echad, he's using the unit with which Naziris is counted. Since he used the unit with which Naziris is counted, and we have our halacha that you can't be a Nazir for less than 30 days, so that even though he said one day, we immediately, automatically expand it to mean 32 terms of Naziris. But when he expressed his Naziris with in the unit of hours, and hours is not a unit which Naziris is normally counted, so there I won't expand the hour to mean 30 days. I maybe won't expand it at all, or I expand it to one day. Kamash Malon, that even if you express your Naziris in hours, which is not, as I just said, the unit in which Naziris is typically counted, it's still considered a new term of Naziris. Vitana, continues the Gemara, if somebody says already Nazir v'sha achas, that's why we would say he means two Naziris, Mishim d'loy nachas l'dafka, because since, as we just said, he expressed his Naziris in a way that Naziris is not normally expressed, since he expressed it in such a fashion, he certainly did not mean, he's not being clear, he's not being specific, and therefore we say that what he certainly meant was that it should be two terms of Naziris. Avol achas umachza, when he expressed it as achas umachza, nochs ladavka, he's being very clear. Machza means a half a month. Veima, loylim letarti, that he should not have to keep two terms of Naziris. Rather, what we should say is that it would be enough for him to keep 45 days. Achas is 30 days. Machtza is half of 30 days, 15 days. And that the loch ought to be, they should only have to be a Nazir for 45 days, not two terms of Naziris. And of course, the Nafkamina is not just in the amount of days. That'll be 45 days versus 60 days, it'll also be a nafkamina in how many Nazirisin is he accepting upon himself, that he won't be accepting upon himself two 30-day Naziris, but rather what will be here is that he's accepting upon himself one long 45 days. Kamash Malon, that the Mishnah is teaching us, Shekula Nazir Shtayim, that in all the cases of the Mishnah, since he said, Hareni Nazir, Achas or Machza, the halach is that it's considered two separate Naziris. But if somebody said, Hareni Nazir Shloshim Yoyim V'Shachas, he didn't say Hareni Nazir. Here he used the word Hareni Nazir Shloshim. By saying Shloshim, it's and Shachas, or saying Hareni Nazir Shloshim V'Yoyim Echad, here it's clear that by saying the word Shloshim, in this Mishnah, in the previous Mishnah, he said the word Hareni Nazir. So when he says Hareni Nazir, he's accepting upon himself one term of Naziris. When he then adds the Shoachas, Yoim Achad, the different examples that we had in the previous Mishnah, we say he means a new term. But here, he said, Hareni Nozer Shloishim Yoim. Since he said Shloishim Yoim, the Shoachas is considered, or the Yoim Achas, explains Tosfos, is considered an extension of that amount of time. But, says the Mishnah, when he says Shoachas, it won't mean that he's going to be a Nozer just for 30 days an hour. He's going to have to be a Nozer for 31 days. Why? Explains the Mishnah, Ein Nazirus L'Shas. A halacha that we kept on explaining in the previous piece of Gemara, Nazirus is never measured in hours. Nazirus is always measured in days. So even though he expressed himself in hours, we can't be satisfied by saying that he'll just be a Nazir for a certain amount of hours. We have to always say that Nazirus is going to be measured in days, and even if he said Shoachas, it means 1 day. And I saw that the Kesem Mishnah explains, because we know, as we've been learning, Ein Nazirus Pachas M'Shloishim Yoyim, included in the halacha of Ein Nazirus Pachas M'Shloishim Yoyim, says the Kesem Mishnah, is included that Nazirus should always be counted in days. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Lo Shana Al Da'amah Shloishim V'Echad Yoyim, Aval Omer Shloishim Yoyim V'Yoyim Echad, by saying Shloishim Yoyim and then saying Yoyim Echad, so that divides the phrase into two. Since it divides the phrase into two, then the halacha will be Nazir Shtayim. Then it's going to be two Nazirs. Says Tosfos. It doesn't mean to say, says Tosfos, what the Gemara does not mean to say is that if somebody repeats himself, it means he's taking upon himself two Nazirs. Because Tosfos explains, it does happen that people repeat themselves. What rather explains Tosfos, the issue here is that he said two separate phrases. And since he said two separate phrases, we have to treat each phrase separately. Says the Gemara, Rav Sava La Rabbi Akiva, says the Gemara, what is the basis for Rav's opinion? Says the basis for Rav's opinion is a Mishnah Masechet Baba Basra Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. Rav Sava Rabbi Akiva, the Darsh Lishna Yisera, that says that if somebody adds a sentence, and as I just said, it doesn't mean that he's repeating a sentence, but he's adding a sentence, a new sentence, says Rabbi Akiva, that has halachic meaning. The Tanan, as the Mishnah Masechet Baba Basra teaches us, Lo Yasabar V'Lo Yasados, that if somebody sells a home, the pit that he has in the house, or the dus is like a cave that he has in the house, is not included in the sale. Api Shekosla Umka V'Ruma, even though when he sold the house, he wrote all of the dimensions of the house, these areas are not included, these places are not included in the sale of the house, because they're not really part of the function of a home. And even though the seller retained ownership of these distinct places, if he wants to be able to get to them, since he sold the house to the buyer, so now he needs to figure out how he's going to get to those areas that he kept for himself. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. V'cham Maimrim, Ein Tzarech L'Kachlei Derech. We assume that, say the Chachamim, that if he sold these parts, if he kept these parts of the home for himself, he also retained for himself the amount, the way to get to these places. Otherwise, there's no purpose. And as the Gemara Masechet Baba Basra explains the Machlokes of Akiva and the Chachamim, the Machlokes is Moicher Be'en Yofu Moicher. The opinion of Akiva is that when somebody sells something, he sells it in a generous fashion. And therefore, since he sold the entire home to the buyer, he certainly meant to sell all of it. And now if he needs a way to get to this place, he's going to have to figure it out or buy from the buyer. Rabbanan say, HaMoicher Be'en Rahu Moicher. And he therefore sells in a in a way that he should retain a way to get to these places, not that he should have to buy something back. The Mishnah continues, Rekiva agrees, that if the seller distinctly said, chutz mi'ela, that I'm not including the bar v'das in the sale, why did he have to say it? As we just learned a moment ago, Rabbi Kiva holds, everybody actually holds, that the bar and the das are not included in the sale. Why did he have to say it? It must be that the reason he said it is because he wanted to retain for himself the way to get to them. So what do we see from here, says the Gemara? That Rabbi Kiva is teaching us that if somebody said something that wasn't necessary to be said, it wasn't necessary to say chutz mi'ela, because as we just learned, the bar and dos are anyway not included in the sale. Why did you say chutz mi'elu? It's there for a reason. What's the deal to keep, even according to Rekiva, the derech to the bar v'dos? If that's the case, the same in our Mishnah, says the Gemara. When Rav said, Rav's teaching us that since he made two separate statements, every statement has to be there for a purpose. And therefore, since it's there for a purpose, we say that he meant to take upon himself, in our Mishnah, second Naziris, in that Mishnah, he's taking upon himself, he's keeping for himself, even according to Rekiva, the path to the Bar V'dos.